to boil down Brevard, me and Rob were just sitting here talking for 20 minutes about cereal because that's what we think about every day.
I do love me some cereal.
I'm Jessica Saggio, your host with my lovely co-host, Rob Landers.
Hello, everybody.
And we are here to talk about the news with a little bit of edge. That's what we do around these parts.
Indeed we do, Jessica. But before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone to please click subscribe in the iTunes or Google Play stores or follow us in the Stitcher Radio or Podomatic apps so that you never miss an episode of the fantastic banter of Jessica and I. You can follow Jessica on Twitter at Jessica J. Saggio. That's at JessicaJSaggio. I'm getting really good at that.
You are really.
You can follow me on Twitter at @byroblanders. That's at @byroblanders. And if you're one of those hip people who use Snapchat, you should really check out Jessica's snaps at jujuju. That's JUHJUHJUH. So, starting off.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of an update. You may have heard about this big event that we're having called One Nation. The latest on that is we are sold out. It like blew my mind that we're sold out.
You snooze, you lose. If you were waiting to get your ticket, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, but what can you do, Rob? What can you do?
Well, now, just because you can't get a ticket to the event, you needn't fret because I will be there live streaming the speakers. Now, we can't live stream the whole event because, you know, like the DJ's gonna be playing some tunes and that whole copyright infringement thing of us broadcasting copyrighted music over our website is kind of a no-no. So we won't be live streaming the whole thing, but we will be live streaming the guest speakers. And there are some pretty cool guest speakers coming to this. Like the vice president for creativity of Adobe is coming. That's not his exact title.
Yeah, but he's up there.
That's pretty close. The president of FIT, is that Dr. McKay?
Yeah, Dwayne McKay is going to be there.
And then there's like a NASA.
NASA's Ed Hoffman and then Christine Herron, who is a venture capitalist. So if you're a budding entrepreneur, this is like the place to be. And you might just want to watch it just for those speakers. Just a reminder, it is on July 13th, beginning at 5:30 p.m.
The live stream starts at 7. That's this coming Wednesday. So
yeah.
Just so you know, if you've got your ticket, if you're one of those 500 lucky people who've got your ticket, man, there's some really cool stuff that's going to be happening there. There's like virtual reality gaming equipment that's supposed to be out there. Twitter's going to be out there with their new app that's supposed to rival Snapchat. I think it's called Twitter Mirror. Harris is going to be showing off some of their latest tech gadgetry.
They're calling it an innovation hub. How I've described it is it's going to be like this giant playground for adults. I mean, there's a virtual sandbox. I mean, we've got those virtual reality cardboard things that you put on your phone and you look around with that. Everybody's going to get one of those when they come. So it's going to be really cool. We're really excited about it. Both me and Rob are going to be there. We'll probably be doing some snapping there too. I'll be doing some snapping at least because I do it anyway. So yeah, I hope you guys tune in. It's going to be really neato.
And just to remind everyone, that would be the One Nation American Innovation Event presented by Harris Corporation.
Presented by. So you know what I hope it is not that day?
I hope it's not hot.
Yeah, I hope it's not hot because I am legitimately melting. I went for a walk yesterday. I mean, literally just like around the block because I felt like I needed to like get off the couch for 5 minutes. I was profusely sweating by the time I was back.
You just left my office. It's really steamy in there.
Oh my gosh. Rob's office is a sauna right now. Thank you for today ventilation. It's fantastic here, by the way. It has been so hot, in fact, that our heat index has reached 108. No big deal, just triple digits. So here's a breakdown of who is feeling the heat. Melbourne wins. They're the ones who hit 108. Then Cape Canaveral came in second at 107, and the Kennedy Space Center area rolled in around 105. These are, quote, dangerously high levels is what our weather guru Chris Bonanno says. So these are just heat indexes, meaning it's what it feels like outside. So it's a heat index combines a couple of things, humidity, dew points, and temperatures, and they put it into this fancy equation that determines how miserable it is outside. And right now it's very miserable. And so far, no rain, really. I mean, yesterday the clouds rolled over, but nothing in my side of town, at least.
Yeah, we got like
the,
I was seeing like thunderstorm warnings
last
night.
Volusia County and it was had like hail. It was crazy, but us, nothing.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a trip like anywhere north. I mean, not just anywhere north. No, because I know like New York City and all that just gets really hot too. Like I'm talking like Canada, North Pole, like Greenland would be great. Alaska.
I hear Iceland is very pretty this time of year, and all the Icelandic people are apparently very happy. Apparently, it's the fish oil that they eat. So
really, all yeah. right, I'm okay with going there.
Yeah, I'd be okay going to Iceland.
Yeah. So low chance of rain, high temperatures, and make sure that you're staying cool, hydrating, all that jazz. Because I'm not even a sweater, and I go outside and I'm sweating profusely. So
anything over 100 on the heat index, we might as well be laying on the sun. It's just
ridiculous.
Yeah. So speaking of heat. Trinity Towers East in Melbourne has kind of gone Amish, I think is the word you used.
Yes, Amish, indeed.
Yeah, in other words, they don't have air conditioning.
How does that even happen?
Seriously, how did people in Florida survive without air conditioning or without mosquito repellent for that matter? But 108 heat index and these people don't have AC. Okay, so for those of you who don't know or have just driven by the downtown Melbourne high-rise is wondering, what's that? Trinity Towers houses low-income folks over the age of 62, and the AC is from the time of Rob's birth. So, yeah, it's old. In other words, the system is the original air conditioning system that was built with the place during the Nixon administration. Let's put it this way. There were still men walking on the moon when this thing was put into place.
That's accurate, actually.
Yeah, seriously. Accurate. 46 years, it's probably time for an upgrade. Now, Trinity Towers West, which is, on the other side of the street, was renovated not too long ago, but Trinity Towers East, well, officials say it's next. Maintenance workers are trying to ensure cool air in all apartments, but it's tough luck for residents whose thermostats still read 89 degrees. Literally, my wife and daughter would revolt and move in with her sister if this happened in our house. So I consider myself extremely lucky to have the option and to have family that close. So I'm really hoping that Melbourne officials step up quickly and get this problem solved because gross.
You want to know something crazy? My mom lived in Merritt Island in the late 60s or 70s. And she just didn't have air conditioning in her house. Like, how is she still alive today? I don't know. No air conditioning. Oh, my God. He has called me 3 times in a row. I'm starting to get worried.
We'll call him. Just say, hey, we're recording. What's up?
Okay. You don't mind?
Nope.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's just weird that he's called me 3 times. Hey, we're in the middle of recording the podcast. Is there something wrong? Recording a podcast. Can I call you back?
Hey, Fojo.
You're on the air.
You're live.
You're live.
I'm leaving this in.
There's nothing. He just wanted to know what I was doing.
You can hear it later. I'll send you a link.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh,
oh
that's sweet.
Up.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, so apparently the heat's gotten to Fojo because he's, been blowing up Jessica's phone trying to figure out what she's doing.
He misses me.
He misses her.
He misses me.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm not going to miss? I'm just kidding. No, I'm really not kidding. So, have you ever heard of 5A, like up in Scottsmoore?
No. Is there an exit from I-95 on that?
Yeah, it's called 5A.
It's like the first one?
Legitimate, it's like the only one in Scottsmoore.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what else is in Scottsmoor.
Is that like Oak Hill in Scottsmoore?
Yeah, it's okay. Like the same area.
It's like the first exit in Tuberburg County from Volusia.
Accurate.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is, and there's like nothing there.
Right.
I mean, it's like trees. But there is something there, because if you are going south on 95 and you look to your right as you're going over that bridge, there's a place everybody calls 5A, which is just the name of the exit, and it's this big mud bog, essentially, where you take your dirt bike or your truck or your ATV or whatever it is, you romp around through the mud, and you go there and you do donuts and you have campfires and you get pregnant. A lot of people say it's the place you go to get drunk and pregnant, and it's kind of accurate. I hate to say it, but
in Palm Bay, I think they call that the compound.
Yeah, see, there's on either end of the county, we have this like culture there. So anyway, 5A has pretty much been shut down. And I'm going to tell you, like, I remember 5A when I was in high school. And I remember people going there all the time. Like, you'd wear your bikini and you'd go and get muddy, which sounded like terrible to me. I mean, just the worst possible thing I could ever do with my Saturday.
Why would you want to put a bathing suit on and go slide through slimy bog?
I don't know. And it's gross out there. And over the years, it's kind of gotten worse. I've heard about there being drugs and stuff out there. I mean, I can't confirm that, but I've heard that through the grapevine. Well, the company that owns that land finally had enough, I guess, and they blocked it off. And you can't get in. It's been fenced off with barbed wire, metal gates. And so if you're a camo-clad mutter hoping to romp around, no such luck. You better go up to Palm Bay, I guess. The land is owned by Swallowtail LLC, which is an affiliate of the Miami Corp. I guess they have plans to develop the area. Develop Scottsmart. They must not know the area very well. We don't know what the developments are, but they say it's going to bring economic growth and jobs. So, hey, that's good. So I guess I'll take the trade. There's a lot of people really upset about this because that's a really popular hangout. But I mean, it's their land. It's their land, right? So that's what's up in Scottsmore. 5A or bust, definitely bust. And that's all she wrote. Rob has no commentary on this because he is like the opposite of a mutter. Like, he's wearing a button-up blue, like, shirt that's the opposite of mudding.
Okay, so...
I want to buy him a camo jacket.
Working in an office is the opposite of mudding. And just a little background on Rob. Rob actually grew up in Mississippi where mudding was a regular thing.
Yeah, but
I lived on 8 acres of land, so it wasn't a big...
Did you go mudding?
Yes, it wasn't a big...
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rob,
dude, my 1979 Plymouth Duster used to throw mud all over the place.
So what's the allure?
Oh, yeah.
What's the allure of it? Getting stuck?
No. Getting stuck is awful because then you have to get out and you have to get the boards out and put the boards under the wheels so that you can get out of the...
Oh, my God. You know so much more than I thought you did.
Yeah.
I feel like such an idiot right now.
And, well, yeah. So
yes, you are.
When I was at Itawamba Community College in Fulton, Mississippi, which was in a dry county, the only place to go drinking was in the field, but the gate. The gate.
The gate.
The gate, yes.
Was there a gate?
Yes. You had to open the gate to get to the field.
Oh, man.
Yes. Who else is calling you now?
Someone from Miami. Yeah, I'm not answering.
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Bye. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Like, seriously, your phone's blowing up in the podcast today. I know.
I bring it in here just in case I need to look
an emergency, right? Well, in case you need to look something up for the podcast,
we're dumb,
I get that.
So, you know, you want something.
But yeah, no, I've gone mudding. My buddy Mark Spears used to have an old pickup truck, and we'd go and we'd, you know, spin the tires out in the mud and fling mud all over people, and then, you know, we'd make Kelly Duncan get out and try and push it out, and he'd hit the gas and throw mud all over Kelly, and he'd be spitting out mud because it'd be in his braces. Yeah, I've done mudding before.
And now Rob lives in Satellite Beach and does theater.
Correct.
The opposite of
Hey, when in Rome.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I was 2 when we moved to Mississippi, so I am, you know, Mississippian at heart.
He had no choice,
right.
In other words.
So.
All right.
And I married a woman who told me that there was no way she was ever going to live anywhere where there was a lot of foliage around her house.
So foliage?
Yes.
Foliage is beautiful.
Yes, I think so too, but she thinks that there's bugs in that foliage and it makes her itch.
There's so many bugs in Florida, though.
I know. She doesn't want that many.
She picked, the worst state for bugs ever.
Correct.
Zika, hello.
Oh, correct. I know. Palmetto bugs, hello. Flying Volkswagens.
Oh, Kathy.
Yeah. So, anyway.
What else we got on tap here?
So, okay. As I've mentioned before, I created the Twitter feed for Catherine the Great White Shark 2 years ago. And since I've been tweeting as that shark and working with OSearch, the company that tagged her, I've gotten to know a little bit about shark facts because, you know, I don't want to tweet anything out as Catherine that's not accurate. So Wednesday afternoon, a woman from New Jersey was bitten by a shark in an unincorporated area of Melbourne Beach. Now, the reason I brought up Catherine is because in those 2 years, I've learned that for the most part, scientists say shark bites are accidental, that the fish don't like the taste of humans, that in the water closer to shore, it's harder for the sharks to see, and sometimes mistake us for a snack. So, ordinarily, shark bites are bite and release, right?
Mm-hmm.
This incident, however, was different.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Hmm. In addition to being able to tell future generations about how she was bitten in the butt by a shark, the fish apparently swam in for seconds and tried to sample her hand and wrist. The incident took place around 3 o'clock Wednesday afternoon near 2999 South Highway A1A. So for you locals, I looked that up, and it's about a block south of the Melbourne Beach 7-Eleven. This was the fifth confirmed shark encounter in Brevard waters this year.
Ugh, so, that seems like a lot.
But that, she said she saw the shark, and there was no description in Chris Bonanno's story about the shark. If I'm guessing, based on what I've learned from Catherine over the past 2 years, I'd say it was probably a bull shark.
Aren't those the most aggressive ones?
Bull sharks are very aggressive, so it wouldn't have been a bite and release. It would have been, they're very, very territorial. Mm-hmm. And so if she was stepping into a bull shark's territory, that bull shark would have been trying to get her out of the water. So attacking and biting her on the butt and then biting her hand again, it was trying to get her out of the water and out of its area. So, if it's me and if I was guessing, I don't know. I didn't see the shark. I haven't seen any pictures of the bites. Couldn't tell you how big the shark was, but if I'm guessing, that's the kind of attack that would have been.
All right, so there is the latest development with Blue Origin, which has me and Rob's favorite rockets because they're really phallic.
They're redefining the term crotch rocket.
Oh, yeah. Rob's been waiting to say that like all day.
Right.
Because it's a good one. It's a solid pun right there.
Yeah, right.
So Blue Origin just kind of gave us a sneak peek of what their big facility is going to be over in
That's Maryland. What she said.
Stop.
They gave us a sneak peek of their big facility.
I don't even think about these things before I say it. That's why I should probably write down what I should say. anyway, on that note, it's going to be huge. I can't. I'm so sorry, guys. We're just disgusting. How do we work here? Okay, so the building is going to be 475,000 square feet, and it's going to manufacture
rockets.
That's a big
building.
That's a huge building. I'm looking at the picture. It's going to be big. Think of it like they're going to be rolling rockets in and out of this thing. So
it's very long.
Yes, it's long and skinny. It's got these little buildings off the side. Stop it. Stop. For the record, this was not me. This is all Rob. Usually I'm the one getting into it.
You're the one who insisted on doing that story. I was all set for you to talk about chickens.
I know. I didn't get a chance to, though.
Yeah.
But the company is adding 300 jobs and more than $200 million in local infrastructure. So, yay. Yay, Jeff Bezos. Yay, Blue Origin. Moving on, because clearly we're not mature enough to talk about this story.
No, we're not mature enough to talk about
Continue,
that.
Continue, Rob. On to
so,
the next thing.
So, Jessica, do you have your tickets?
No, I don't have my tickets. You know
if you are an occasional lottery player, now would be the time to get to your nearest lottery retailer because the Mega Millions jackpot rolled over again this week. And it is currently, the estimated jackpot is currently sitting at $508 million. It's only a dollar to play, so if you're in a gambling, I'm going to take a chance kind of mood, now would be the time to play.
Yeah.
And there's a lot I could do with $508 million.
Yeah, that's before taxes, though.
Yeah, I know. You probably get about half that.
The government's going to come and take a nice little hefty.
Yeah, you probably get about half that.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll take half that.
I'd take 250 M's.
What would you buy?
A new house.
A new house?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I would pay off my student loan first.
I'd buy
just to make it go away
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. I'd buy a new house here. I'd buy an apartment in New York.
That's expensive.
I know.
Is that going to cover that?
Yeah. I can buy an apartment in New York for like 14 mil. Yeah.
Oh, no big deal. Just 14 mil.
Well, if I have 250,
true,
I mean.
True, why not? What the heck, right?
Seriously, I can take 200 million, invest it, and I could live off the 50.
So you can go to all the Broadway shows in New York City?
Yeah, there's not many I haven't seen. Most of the ones I wanted to see have already closed.
So you just like New York City?
I do like New York City.
Here.
So when we went in February, we stayed we did Airbnb and we stayed in an apartment off of 47th and 9th.
Hmm.
And it was a two bedroom apartment. It was nice. Small, but nice. And it was above this nail salon. And the lady that we were renting the apartment from got there, was texting me and was saying that her husband was on his way with a key, but he was going to be late. And it was really freaking cold outside that day because it was February.
Mm-hmm.
She said, go into the nail salon. They have a key in there. And so I went in and I'm asking, and these women did not speak English. And I'm like, Olga sent me in for the key for the apartment. upstairs, and the two of them were like trying to hand me this envelope that looked like it was stuffed with like drug money, and I'm like, cool. No, I need the key to the apartment upstairs. And like the owner finally went, oh, Olja, and scurries over and rummages through a desk and pulls out this key and hands it to me. And I go up and we went in and it was fantastic. But the best Italian food I've ever had, right across the street.
Really? Yep. Remember the name of it?
Pistrana. It's at 47th and 9th. Really, really good.
We can't talk my friend about it.
Aaron,
so hungry.
My friend Aaron had gnocchi, and the sauce was made out of the tears of angels. It was so good.
Oh, my God. So, please stop talking about it. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I can like feel my insides telling me to make this podcast end.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you, that's going to do it for us for this week.
So, yeah!
Remember, all of the stories, except for, you know, my New York trip excursion, that you heard Jessica and I talking about can be found inside the pages of Florida Today on floridatoday.com and on the Florida Today mobile and tablet app. Now, before we go, just a reminder that you can find our live stream of the One Nation American Innovation event presented by Harris Corporation at floridatoday.com/onenationlive. You can also learn more information about the event itself, some of the greatest inventions in recent years, and people on the Space Coast who've been innovating for years by visiting floridatoday.com/American Innovation. That's going to do it. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you back here next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.